98 FM.
A little bit of a showbiz introduction there. Showbiz, do you like that showbiz introduction?
Yeah.
I loved it.
Well, you don't sound very enthusiastic, any of you, do you?
I'm
really
totally enthusiastic.
There's not enough coffee, that's why.
No. Oh, that's a little bit near. You sound like we're having a seance. There we go.
Oh, yes.
Now, I'm joined in the studio. Very pleased to have the guest in the studio today. They're a fantastic band called Shiloh's Land. Been playing out quite a lot of their tracks here at Phoenix FM. They've been on our A-list as well. And I am joined by Paul Copestake, who is the singer-songwriter. We've got Callum Eve, who's on the keys, bass and programming, and Tony Eve, who's on guitar and songwriting. So thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah, well,
pleasure.
And we have a mystery man that can say hello in the corner, but he can't say nothing else. Hello, hey. Mystery man.
Hey, that's all.
Louise. He sounds really cool, that mystery man.
He's cool.
He didn't have to wear a shroud, though. He could have just come in normally.
Or a hat.
Or a hat, yep. Now, we're going to be talking and playing some of your tracks as well. You're not playing live today, but hopefully next time you come in, we'll get you in doing some stuff.
We'll work that out.
So we start with you, Paul. How did you actually meet? Because you've not been together. How long have you actually been together as a band?
Oh, as a band? Well, we've been writing together now probably for about, was it 4 or 5 years or something? Writing, but we've known each other longer than that.
2006, we first clapped eyes on each other.
But for a while,
we fell in love.
We're just friends. Yeah.
As you do.
Yeah. At the wedding and everything. But
yeah.
But no, as friends for about 9 years, but we've only been writing together probably for about 5 or so, haven't we?
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
So you've all met up, and what did you do? Because you've been singing, how old were you when you first started sort of singing?
I've been singing now probably for about 20 years.
Yeah.
I've been on the solo circuit, just going around clubs.
That's great. You're only 18, mate. How'd you work that one out?
we'll cut his microphone out. Are you all right?
I'm all right.
Did you want to say anything?
I'm all right.
I'm listening in.
Your voice very high pitched then when you said that. Did you do that
on
purpose?
Okay. I'm okay.
Okay. We'll get back to Paul, who is the lead singer in the band. So you've been working, so you just go around and do your original stuff and covers?
I started off doing cover versions, really. Yeah. Just around the clubs, entertaining around the clubs. Lots of popular cover versions from the 50s, 60s and 70s. I've always been interested in songwriting and probably didn't write my first song till 10 years ago, I guess, really. And I started introducing a couple of my original songs into into the cover versions, and you know, people enjoy them and that. So
you got some good hits there, mate, when you put your stuff out.
I mean, independently, I put promoted my own stuff. You know, I had an independent hit, if you like, number one in sort of a country chart.
Mm-hmm.
That got played a lot around Europe and even in America. You know, that's probably over 10 years ago now. But so I had a little bit of success there and got my hunger for songwriting and my confidence up for songwriting, I guess. And when I met these guys, you know, we kind of joined forces, really, and that kind of progressed more into the songwriting now.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm really enjoying that side of it.
Now we've got, I'm sorry, Paul's trying to give a really serious interview there. He just got this, oh yeah.
You can't be serious with Tony.
I can hear Pep just going, shut up. Now I'm joined by we should call you the Brothers Eve, really, because it's a bit like the Bee Gees, isn't it?
Ooh. Brothers?
Do you like that?
Do I look young enough to be his brother?
Well, I think so.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah, in this light, anyway. One of my eyes is quite bad. But never mind. Paul said I had frizzy hair when he came in, so that's gone down like a...
Yeah, and then he got kicked out.
That was it. He didn't even get on here. Now, how did you get... You guys have all met together, but you've been writing music for a long time as well.
Yeah.
When did you first start sort of writing music, Tone?
Well, there's a long but very interesting story behind this one. As you know, great friend of yours and mine, Pep Serrano, goes back to about 1997-1998 when Pep came along to steal my video recorder from me. He worked for Granada at the time and he was coming to repossess it because I hadn't paid my bill.
Really? Is that true?
It's absolutely true. You didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that's how you met.
Cheeky chappy, we got chatting, saw I had keyboards and stuff, got chatting.
So he said, give me those and I'll let you off the...
It was kind of like that, but it didn't quite go that way, unfortunately. But he just sort of said, look, you know, I've been in rap bands and all the rest of it, and, you know, if you want to, like, ever do a jam and that. I said, yeah, great, love to do that, and thought nothing more of it. You know, people just say stuff when they meet each other, you know what I mean? You know that you don't think they always mean it.
Mm.
There's a proper word for that, but I can't think. But yeah, sure enough, about 3 weeks later, I got this phone call from him. I thought, that's weird, because I never gave him the number. Still wrote lots of stuff, never put anything out, which is a bit silly, maybe.
Well, no, it's different. It was different. But now you've got all the social media, you can put stuff out yourself. Back then, it wasn't as easy to put stuff out.
That's
no way.
True. But yeah, it's just one of those things that we just tried writing lots of bits of music and just never got them out. But now here we're in this situation. It's fantastic. Really enjoying this.
And what about yourself, Callum?
Been writing since I was about 14. That's when I learnt guitar, so I've been in a number of rock bands, mainly rock sort of music. But then I've been writing with Tony and Paul the last sort of four years, really, when we formed Shiloh's Land.
Here we go, here's Shiloh's Land with
Shiloh's Land. Rooks in the willows staring at me, but I was not prepared for the next thing that I saw. Still a jumping from a bad dream. A knock on my window, a knock on my door. I opened it, there was a hooded claw. Run, boy, run, the devil's gonna hunt you down. Now I pray to God my soul to keep, while every night they haunt me in my sleep. Closer and closer, the devil's hand.
Was that one of the first ones you've written, or is that a newish, newer one? Because I was playing the other track, which was Cover Up before.
Yeah, no, I think
Charlotte's one of the first. Yeah, it's one of the first ones we did.
Yeah, it goes Elvis to Eddie Cochran to Buddy Holly. So a lot of the early rock and roll and blues. So I'm kind of heavily influenced by that. We're kind of getting prepped up for that slowly, right, aren't we?
Yeah,
but we've got some people in mind that.
We've got people lined up, haven't we? Some good, some really good musicians.
Yeah, and everything. We definitely want to put a band down, get some live gigs together.
Yeah.
We kind of decided you could do it one of two ways, really. You can either be like the traditional band going out where you form up to start with, and then obviously you have to start off when you're gigging around doing covers and then sneaking in your own bits, which, you know, that can take actually quite a long time. The way we've done it really is the back to front way. So we said, let's just get ourselves sorted out, let's build our catalogue of music up, and then we'll build the fan base and so on. Hopefully that will come with it if people like the music that we're doing, and then there'll be a need to go out and show the music off and share it with our fans.
Now, if you could work with anybody at the moment, you know, who would you love to work with? Go for you first, Paul.
Quite an easy one, really. But Imelda May.
Yep.
You've probably heard of Imelda May.
Yeah.
Irish singer. Yeah. I really love
her. I thought you'd say I really fancy her.
He does.
Yeah, that's it. And her voice is not too bad either.
Yeah. So much so, I've written a little song about her.
Are you dead?
Yeah.
So, okay.
But yeah, Imelda May, probably firstly. But also, I'm really loving a group called The Rival Sons, and sort of a new rock blues band out there at the minute. So, I'm loving what they're doing. So, to work with them would be awesome.
And you were saying about Imelda May, and this next song we've got coming up, which is a nice little link, is called Little Miss May.
It's written all about her.
And you're nodding even furiously there, Tony. Did you join in with the lyrics as well, or you just fancy
it?
No,
I'm not as talented as Paul when it comes to writing lyrics. So this song is written all about his passion for Miss Imelda May, so it's an amazing little song, I think.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Isn't it good? You must have lovely words.
Yeah. It's quite sexy, that tone.
Wait, sorry, you again? You can't hear yourself?
I can't hear it, can I?
Oh, no, no, no. It's better that you don't, really. Yes. You're the only one with the headphones.
Oh.
tell us about the best lyric, Paul, that you've ever written, that you've kind of gone to yourself, wow, that is superb.
Well, I quite like Burning Bridges, really. But, well, only because it's quite... I think a lot of people can relate to it.
Mm.
It's quite generic in that sense, so...
dare I say.
You can say what you like.
It was my marriage split up that inspired me.
It was born out of sadness in a way, or happiness, whichever way you want to look at it.
But, quite rock and roll, really.
You know what I mean? But yeah.
And do you write songs better when you are happy or when you are sad? So in general, guys, what is it?
Well, we're always sad.
I say sad. Yeah. You need to be depressed to write most of the time.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think it's either or, you know.
Song that you wish you'd have written.
Favourite songs of all time is going to be... Led Zeppelin, No Quarter. It's the guitar riff in that.
Wow.
Is sick.
So yeah.
I wish I wrote that. That's a lot
sick
of
in a good
music.
Way, of course,
check it
guys.
Out.
Song I wish I'd written would have to be Hotel California.
Yeah.
By the Eagles, of course.
Yeah, now you're talking. Yeah.
That just sends me bonkers, that song.
Well, doesn't need to take much, does it?
Thank you.
And moving over to Paul. Moving swiftly on.
Tom Waits, Bob Dylan, or something like that. But really, I think I really like Fields of Gold.
Yeah.
Sting, beautiful.
Yeah. So you've got to love the Sting. He's just
so emotive. You know, I love that song. Or John Lennon, Imagine. Of course. Oh, yeah.